Good morning. 00 hours. 34 degrees. Good morning. 00 100 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 02 100 hours. 34 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Rain. 34 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. 34 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Rain. 33 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. 33 degrees.
KE8RUH. 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 KE8RUH.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
WATAP. KE8TFM from WATAP.
KE8TFM.
Hey, Sunshine.
Well, it's kind of trippy outside, but I'll take it.
Hey, y'all. I don't have too much time to talk here. I'm at home in my modified space radio, but I figured I'd say hi. I got a bunch of stuff I have to do for work, so I'm trying to get the VPN to connect. You know, all the tight security we got nowadays.
Oh, I get it. I have it on all of my stuff. There's one that we use that I can use my work laptop at home, and I don't have to use a VPN connect. That's a secure connection, though. Zscaler, that's what it's called. Zscaler. You might want to check into that. It kind of like auto logs in with your username and password and stuff, and then you connect right to your corporate.
Yeah, our guy uses pfSense and OpenVPN with like 5,000 different passwords.
Oh, that's right. You got that secure ID key fob. Yeah. That's pretty good, too. I missed that one.
Yeah, it does good. So, like I said, it's just amazed how big we got, but it is what it is. So, all right, dude, I got to let you go. It's sitting here locked up, and it's not even spinning, so I got to figure out what's going on. I'll chat please. Have a good day, Tom. NAKPP, Wally, on the side.
73, KCKGO, Tom, on the road.
Good morning, 0900 hours. 34 degrees.
Good morning.
Radio. Off to Chelsea again.
That's not too bad. You go to the Jiffy Mix factory right there.
Is that out there, Hutt? Maybe I'll get to see a car crash this time.
I was out in Parma last week, and yesterday I was in Grand Rapids, and then last week also I was in, what is it up there, Muskegon. So yeah, I feel your pain on traveling. We have the Chelsea, I think it's off of 52 or whatever. Is the Jiffy Mix company. You know, little blue and white boxes.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. I was there Tuesday to watch a test, and they spent all day trying to get the data acquisition to work, and finally got it to work, and then, you know, they got the test half set up, and, you know, they, oh, we don't have enough time to run today, so we got the big week coming for a test tomorrow, so they put all the toys away and reschedule it for today, so they're starting over. Good Lord, what a waste of time.
Yeah, my coworker and I drove out together, just at one service van. Went to Norton Shores, and most of the day they were trying to get it all up and running and find out that they shut the network port off, and now there's a whole bunch of network security issues that my system isn't talking to my head end in Colorado.
You love it when you're trying to figure something out with somebody else's problem.
Yeah, the drawback is that their network security team is in the Middle East. So they're on a different time schedule, so I'll get an email at like 10 o'clock at night, and I'll say, okay, we fixed this problem, try it again. I'm like, I'm not even there. So I threw down and said, this is what needs to be done. If you can't do it, then it's never going to work. So either do this or you're done. And finally they heeded my advice, and they're working on it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the time difference can be an advantage if you're, able to, get basically 24 hours on our project, but sometimes it's a hindrance when you ask a question, 12 hours later you get an answer, and find out it doesn't work, and then ask another question, and another 12 hours later you get an answer, and that can be a detriment sometimes.
And it becomes a pain in the rear bumper, let me put it that way. Well, I have reached my destination, my office. Got to go do some training and then back on the road, see where they're going to send me. So 73 on your final, drive safe. KZKJO.
All right, yeah, I'm just getting started. It's about an hour and 15-minute drive for me, so be quite the haul. 73 is the AAB one.
Good morning, 1000 hours, 36 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 38 degrees.
I heard somebody in there, I didn't catch the call. This is N1KRD. How you doing today?
N8KDP, mobile.
N8KPP, N1KRD, how are you doing today?
I'm very good. What's up? Where is the N1KRD from?
N1KRD, the QTH is in Southfield, that's just a vanity call. But currently, I'm in the mobile out here in coming in through All-Star.
Oh, very good. Okay, very good. Yeah, I just heard the other day that the numbers didn't matter anymore if you wanted to get a vanity call. I've been trying to get an 8 vanity call for a long time. I've got the extra thing, and every time I do it, they get my 30 or 35 bucks, but I never seem to get the vanity call. I was even trying for one that was kind of obscure. And it was a 1x2 or 2x1. I can't remember. It was only 3 people that tried for it, and I lost that too. So I think I've got $120 so far or so invested in vanity calls, and all times I've been rejected or lost the lottery, I should say.
Oh yeah, I guess those 1x2s or 2x1s are kind of sought after. I don't know, I kind of did want to get an 8 call just being here in Michigan, but I don't know, I filled out the form and just put a list of, I don't know what it was, maybe 7 or 10 or something, and this is the one that came through, so yeah, it works. So I guess one is like New England. My sister-in-law lives out there in Maine. I get out there every couple of years. That's about all. I get to one land every couple of years, but mostly just picking the air in Michigan.
Not very good. Yeah, there's, I know that there's a re- feeder, a regular RF link. You said you were on in on All-Star, which is fine. But I know that there's one, there's a whole bunch of links on this repeater. 2.6 in Warren, pretty strong. East side of the state, there's one up in here in Richmond, 2.225 or something of that nature. And I know there's one in Bloomfield, but I heard it was sick. They've been putting a lot of effort into it lately, but I heard that one is a little underdeveloped, and they're working on fixing that one. So if you get a chance, you know, if you're ever around, you want to do RF, you're welcome to do that too. But no problem with All-Star, you know, either way. I'm one of those guys that says All-Star is not ham radio. But that's just my personal belief. I don't preach it.
Yeah, no, usually I'm coming in through RF. I'm in a work vehicle right now, so I do have, I kind of have like a, my mobile set up in here, like, just trying to play around with it earlier because I had a longer drive today, with a roll-up J-pole kind of hanging inside the vehicle, but I switched over to messing with the All-Star, but when I'm in my personal vehicle, yeah, I got the, or from home either. The 2.5 in West Bloomfield is doing better. It's still got a little bit of work to do, but yeah, like you said, the 2.6 is a real strong machine. So I like using that one when I can. But yeah, that's from Southfield. Yeah, it's not too bad. On the mobile, either one of those is fine. HT is hit or miss.
Not very good. What town you live in? Can I ask your folks? You don't have to give exact if you don't want to.
Oh, yeah, no, so I live in Southfield near 8 Mile and Southfield Freeway. Right there, kind of north border of Detroit. So I don't really have a good base set up yet, but hey, like I said, the mobile and the HD, and eventually we'll get an antenna set up to work from a base station at home.
Yeah, I did that. I really didn't set up a very good antenna. I mean, I got a small, I don't know, $100 antenna, and I'm running it with the, not the KMR 400, but whatever the cheaper stuff is. And it does pretty well. It's still 400, but I forget. I think it's Chinese 400. But it does okay, and I checked the loss on it. It's not too bad. It's not as good as the real McCoy, but it's, you know, my little nano thing says it's not too bad. So I've been playing with that a little bit. It does well, but I'm not. I haven't graduated in HF world yet. I will, I'm sure, when I get a little bit older. But right now, it just doesn't intrigue me. I'm into digital and new and shiny. NAKPP handles Wally.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you say you haven't got into the HF world yet? Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I got the tech a couple years ago and missed out on the general by one, and just haven't got around to taking the test again. Well, we'll get there eventually. I do have an HF radio that I haven't like played around with too much. But yeah, got plenty of time to mess around with all that stuff. So, yeah, any KPPs, N1KRD name here is Nick.
Not very good. Yeah, same here. I'll get to it. Got plenty of time. I will get to it. It's on my list, but it's not on my list as of today. So I have fun with digital DMR. I'm really promoting P25, but there's lots of hurdles to come through, and one of the ones that wants they can do it, he's worried about breaking things, which I understand. You know, you take something that everybody uses one way, and all of a sudden you add something to it, and it could cause a lot of other catastrophic things. It's kind of like messing around with a computer program. You know, oh, I can just add this. Well, sometimes when you add this, it's at the expense of that. So I get all of that stuff. So other than that, not too much. So, well, Mr. Nick, it was a pleasure meeting you. I like the call. I think that's kind of cool. And maybe I'll try looking for a different number. I never thought of that, but I told somebody that story about self-conscious. constantly losing the battle, so maybe I'll make a list of them dying and look for different numbers, you know, KOU12 or something like that, or 1B. So some of them were pretty creative, I thought, so I'll let you finish, dude. Have a good one. Drive safe as always. NHBBP. Clear for yours next.
Yeah, why don't you try W4LL? It kind of spells out wall. Just about, I don't know. But yeah, I have been interested in P25 too. So, I don't know. Before you go real quick, if you got a recommendation for an affordable radio, let me know. But yeah, nice chatting with you. Hey, KPP-N1KRD 73.
Basically, you have to shop around if you're looking for something of that nature. Just keep looking. Go to Hansane's. Go to, you know, look on internet. Look on eBay, things of that nature. Because the only way you're going to get one of those is commercially. So you have to find one that's commercial, and you're going to have to find one that will go to the band where you want it. So I got a friend who's really into it, and she's very hot, very happy with the XTS. 5000s, they're handheld, and if you hunt around for one of those, it's sometimes like $300. So, and then the software is readily available, but and you can forward program them, but it's a little bit cumbersome. It's not as easy as a ham radio. So, all right, I gotta go. I am looking for somebody here for a brunch. Talk to you later. N1KRD, NAKPP.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees.
KABB.
WADIJ.
Hi there, Greg, I think it is. WATIJ, KABB, name is Don. I think we spoke once or twice before. Just out and about in the car heading to the office from a previous appointment.
Okay, Don, is it Kilo 8 and Victor Papa? Because it sounds different. I have hearing aids, so I should be on top of things, but you'd be surprised. And thanks for coming back to me. Over to you.
Yep, BB, Kilo 8, Baker.
Yep, got it now, but it's funny how it sounds. It actually sounds like VP, and just the way it is when you're on the radio. That's why we use phonetics sometimes, not always. When I get to know the person and write it down, which I have a log now of people's names here, I'm going to add your name to it, but it's been a while. How you been?
Well, not bad. Yeah, it's funny, you know, we always think of, you know, FM clarity as a place where we don't need to use phonetics. And it's like, well, actually, sometimes you do. yeah, doing well. Just out and about. Have my plans, my schedule for tomorrow changed a little bit, but that's okay. So I kind of adjusted the schedule for today. So just leaving Dad's house, helping him with some mail and some bills and stuff like that, and heading to the office for... remind them I still work there, and then TBD later in the day. It's one of those days.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, I've got one of those days today. I just did some running around. I had an appointment to keep and take care of some other matters, but it all worked out, and no problems on the road, which I'm thankful for. And Don, what do you do for a living, if I may ask? Over.
Sure. Now, I always tell people I'm a pimp, but that's not true. I'm a residential realtor, so I'm in real estate. I was a teacher for a long time, about 15 years, and about 10 years ago I decided I wanted to do something different when I grew up, so I've been in real estate for about 10 years, and enjoying it very much. And this is the time of year where things are getting busy again, and it is.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that for you, and it's a very competitive business to be in. Yeah, the realtor, but sometimes you can build up a good clientele or word of mouth type things. My daughter just sold a home here. I'm located here in Waterford. She had a good realtor, and now they're working on locating a home somewhere between Kalamazoo, let's see, was it Portage, and Grand Rapids, on the outskirts. I don't think they, right now, they can buy into that, lease Grand Rapids, because it's kind of expensive, so they're working, looking out there. They both got married back in November, so. Yeah, she's a coach, a soccer coach, and took on a new contract out there. As soon as she finishes her contract here in Waterford, she's going to be heading out there. She's kind of commuting back and forth, because she has to do that, finish the contract, and then she's got a new contract out there. Her husband works, he actually manages a soccer dome out there, which is a corporation owned. I got them throughout the United States, and I said, please do not move out of the state. Over.
Right. Yeah, you want to keep your family and grandkids and stuff close by if you can. I suppose it's the other side of the state's not too bad. It's not Texas, where the other side of the state's half a day. Yeah, it'd be helpful if they're there. Well, good. Congratulations. I hope things go well for her and for them, and that they're able to find what they want. Yeah, it's interesting as I'm sure they know that, you know, selling the house is the easy part right now in the market. It's the buy, it's the finding, what you want. For the number of, you know, demographic and political and fiscal reasons, things are a little out of balance right now, but it's the world we're in at this time, and probably will be for at least a little while longer, a few more years anyway. But yeah, my office is in Royal Oak. I live in Pontiac, and I have a pretty good client base in my neighborhood and in, you know, sort of the Pontiac area. But also, you know, kind of down the Woodward corridor, Royal Oak, Ferndale area, and all that, and surrounding areas as needed. So, kind of Macomb, Oakland County is where I mostly am. But anyway, when I'm not in the basement trying to chase TX.
K8BB, WAVIJ. Yeah, well, that's when you're relaxing after all the running around and such. But it sounds like you enjoy your job, and that's half the battle. And I got a daughter that actually lives in Ferndale. I got a daughter, another daughter that lives in Berkeley. So I'm quite familiar with that area. I travel out there. The one in Ferndale is a federal marshal, and then I got the one in Berkeley. She's a nurse for Trinity. And I got one on the West Coast in Salem, Oregon. They just moved here a little over a year ago. He's a baseball coach at Corbin University, and she's a vet tech in the area. So, but he took the job over there because it was definitely he got the review there. So he took the job there, and that's the way it goes, you know. It's not like you can. Years and years ago, they took jobs in general area, and those jobs have changed. But I've already been out there to Salem. It's a nice town. I like it, but it's too expensive. I couldn't afford to live there in there at all. I'd be probably in a small apartment. I can't do that. Don't want to do it. I'm doing fine right here, so at least I have some family members local. And yeah, west side of the state isn't too bad. A couple hours driving. But you never know what will happen, you know. I don't know. It would be nice if you could move back. I used to manage a soccer dome up here in Grand Blanc. But that was a much, much smaller thing. And it's about money, or?
Well, and unfortunately, you're right. It is. It's about money. So we're... Sometimes it's about the career and the stepping stone, and sometimes it's simply about the salary and what you can do with it. But you've got a big family, and definitely know Ferndale and Royal Oak, Berkeley area real well. But anyhow, speaking of which, I am pulling up to my office here, so I'm going to go in and get some stuff done and get ready for a bunch of appointments tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow will be a busy day, but fortunately today's not crazy, so I got time to get ready for it. But nice to hear you again. I do hear you out from time to time when I'm in my car. Oftentimes I'm on the phone, but if I'm not, I can grab the microphone for a quick contact. But well, I'm sure we'll chat again. WSPAJ K8DB.
Yeah, okay, Don. Thanks for taking the time. I certainly appreciate it. And you're right about the market. Well, there was interesting looking at the sales. He actually sold a cash deal, and I would have never paid what this guy paid for this house. Absolutely not. But he wanted it, and it was based upon locality because it was close to his family or her family. I don't know who bought it, to be honest with you. But we've got, where I'm at, we've got a family that moved out, and the home's listed, and I think the actual price was set too high. I've only seen a couple people. I don't know how many people have gone through it, but no takers. And I think, not based upon what I really know about real estate, but I think it would sell for, you know, substantially less. They could get somebody to buy it, but it's just not moving, and it has a lot to do with what people think it's going to go for, when in fact it's not going to go for what they listed for, unfortunately. 7-3, have a great rest of your afternoon. K8DB, W8BIJ, wonderful.
Yep, all true. Yep, nice chatting. We'll catch you again. K8DB.
On the road again?
Absolutely. I literally just turned on to a university. I got to go to Brighton.
Nice little hour and 15-minute drive.
It says 47 minutes.
If you're in Rochester, it's not bad, but I used to have to make that drive from Armada, and I did not enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm up here by the office, Auburn Hills, or whatever they call it. I'm thinking university.
I forgot that university runs all the way through.
The university has a squirrel, and then it's kicking west, and it goes right into M59.
That's where they put that new junction and roundabout, right?
Yeah, university, the funky one where you go on the other side of the road and it's weird.
Yeah, that one. I'm surprised there's not more accidents at.
I never realized that the speed limit through that junction was 25 miles an hour. Because when I'm coming eastbound on university, to hit the first traffic light to do the crossover, I'm doing like 40. I'm like, shoop, shoop, because I got a green light. I'm like, oh, that's 25. I wonder why.
Yeah, that area is weird. It's got a lot of different traffic obstacles.
They redid the square section years ago, but before you have to exit off the left side, you exit off the right side and do a big loop. But 55 and Big Beaver, 14 miles, 12 miles, all have that weird crossover, cross-under kind of thing.
Still not as bad as getting off of 75 on 24.
Isn't that a double traffic circle or something like that?
Yeah, it's like a junction between, like, Business 75 and 24 north, and it's like a probably about a half mile, like a loop to get off.
That's like 75 in university. If you're coming north, but on 75, you know, you have the university exit, but on the far right, you have Chrysler Drive. If you're coming southbound, then you have Chrysler Drive. You got that big old loop, you know, after university. I think they're just trying to save on exits. I don't know. The cloverleaf are deadly up here.
The worst one is 59 and 75. If you're westbound 59 getting on to 75, where it's pretty much like, oh, hey, you're on the highway now, and people are trying to get off the highway at the same time.
37 degrees.
Yeah, because this parked car, you know, got a throttle body, or electronic throttle body on it, and you stomp on it, and you go, no, you're not going to speed. You're going to do what we tell you to do. I'm kidding.
That's how all these new vehicles are. It's ridiculous. My truck's the same way. I can mat the thing, and it's a solid, like, 1 or 2 second delay before it kicks in gear.
The reason they did that is for safety reasons, believe it or not, is the computer says, oh, you want to smash, which means you want to speed, and it prevents you from over-accelerating.
And that is because there are more people that don't know how to drive than people that do know how to drive.
100% agree.
All right, sir, well, I averted my Chipotle crisis. I ordered from the disgusting one at in Clinton Township off of Grossbeck, and I meant to order at the Clinton Township one on Hall, but they were able to get me right here. So I'm pulling back into the office, and I'm going to go smash my lunch. So careful travels, and maybe I'll catch you on my way home. I'll be clear of yours. N8DBF.
Sounds good, boss. Good. Enjoy your Chipotle. I brought spaghetti today. 7-3, talk to you on the flip. KJO.
How much should use the Warren repeater since Warren, N8KPP.
The Warren, KCKJO.
Yeah, I'm so used to leaving everything on the Richmond machine because that's where I spend most of my time, but I'm down here in Warren just leaving one of these General Motors hidden facilities.
Are you over there by Mr. Pizza Man?
11 and Van Dyke.
I was over there not too long ago, pops into the shop.
Place is full of security electronic key things. I'm sure it's probably one of your clients.
Not GM, but I do have a couple out this way. The old Demas manufacturing was one of mine, but now it's Dana. They changed it to somebody else.
Sorry about that. So, yeah, they escorted me in. It was nice. Nothing big. Air compressor problems, a couple hose rip problems. So, just another typical day in the life of Wally.
Yeah, me and a coworker are heading out to Brighton to help another tech from Lansing. Got any issues out there, saying lock failure or some type of failure issues. So one was going to door strike that's starting to fail when the coils are burning up. And my system's advanced enough I can tell the resistance change in the coils.
I just got to remember, all of us and most of us on this hobby, if things didn't break, most of us wouldn't have a job. So it gives us something to do, fix things that are broken.
Well, that's why I'm classified as a specialist. I'm not actually a service technician. I'm a tech specialist.
Yeah, they throw that word around a lot. That's what I was called when I was working years ago on the ambulance. I was a specialist. I wasn't a paramedic. I was a specialist. So I was special.
Well, the guy we're meeting up with, he is a service technician, so he does burn, he does fire, he does cameras, he does access. Where me, I specialize in access, so I'm a tech specialist, I'm a troubleshooter. When they can't figure it out and they're having issues with it, they call me in.
Very good. I'm going to have to call you someday, professionally, telephone. I know we've talked about doing that kind of stuff, but we've never got around to it, so I'll have to chat with you before we get anybody involved and find out how much and if it's worth it, you know, so, but just something we've talked about, something we've never done, but I'll do that on the telephone so we don't get in trouble.
Yeah, just give me a jingle or text me and say, hey, I'm going to be in the office for a bit. I can either stop by before work or after work, you know, whenever you're ready. You know, we'll go through a couple of things, see what kind of solutions we can come up with.
That'd be good. All right, sounds good. Anything else exciting happening in your world?
Going to a tax sale on Saturday with my daughter. She took the day off, so I'm going to spend the day with my wife and my daughter at the tax sale. And then talking to my boss, and his daughter's an equestrian. But if you need an announcer out in Brighton, that's where he lives, up there, then I'll do it. You can pay me, or I can do it for free. You're going to come pick me up, because I don't want to drive my truck all the way out to Brighton.
Oh, very good. So, all right, dude, you're getting kind of scratchy, and I have to study to listen to hear you, and I don't want to do that, so sorry. I'll chat with you a little bit later. KCHJ2NAKBB.
I'm in Orchard Lake at 696, so as soon as they see you, they say they need moderately warm. They'll catch you on the flip, KCHJ2.
Sean, you're around. 38FUNHKBP.
NHZK Bubble, listening.
NHZKF.
Yeah, I'm here. Are you?
I'm running uncharacteristically late. I'm sure you find that hard to believe.
Okay, I'm going to go inside. So, yeah, park down below and come in the bottom door.
I'll be there in a few minutes. I'll meet you down around the back. Thanks. NHZKF.
ABAP.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 38 degrees.
K8RUH. K8RUH.
W8FU, ABPR, Round Sean.
Yeah, we gotta make it quick though. What's up?
Are you there, Sean? Sorry.
Yes, I've only got a minute.
Yeah, okay, so I'm at the repeater. Bad news, it's the amp.
Well, that's uncool. Wonder why that happened.
Yeah, it was getting 3 or 4 watts in. It was getting, like, half a watt out, drawing 30 amps.
Well, what are you doing now? Because it's up considerably from where it was.
Yeah, I'm just running out straight out of the repeater, 20 watts out of the duplexer right now.
All right, well, that sucks. You have to take a look at it and try to figure out why.
Okay. Sorry to give you the bad news on that, but it's in my trunk. I don't know what you want me to do with it, but we'll see. I don't know if somebody can look at it or whatever. All right, I'll get back to putting things together. ABTR.
Hi, sir. W8MU.
Sean.
Yeah.
I am sorry to hear that you're beneath the weather. Rain check tomorrow?
We shall see. You know, I don't want to get anybody sick, but we'll see how I feel.
Okay, yeah, you don't sound good. I mean it in a friendly way.
Roger. All right. I will keep you posted. W8MU.
Okay, is there a chance for you to meet tomorrow? Sounds like you're not doing well. So, look, let me know.
May not be a bad idea. I can't imagine I'll be completely clear of this.
All right. Well, let us know in the morning how you feel. Get some rest. ABAP here.
Yep, what he said. KABB.
Alright, W8MU. You.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.
KF8BBA, Mobile. Kilo Foxtrot, 8 Bravo Papa Alpha. KF8BBA, clear.
W8FUABAPR, you still around?
What's up? Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, can you give me the weakest signal as possible somehow? Can you, I want to test something.
I assume you mean on into the repeater, right?
Right. Something with some noise on it is what I'm looking for. I want to test something. Good. Can you hold that? Okay, perfect. That's what I needed. Thank you.
It's all right.
ABPR, feel better.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Rain. 39 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. 38 degrees.
NA DBF.
I just noticed something.
was that, a whoopsie key up, whoever that was?
Oh, never mind. I figured what the problem was. Okay. I had one of my handy talkies on the UMP, and I knew that those were connected. I thought it was also connected somewhere else. It wasn't supposed to be, but I see what it did. Now that the display is on, it makes more sense. How you doing? NAKPP.
NAKPP, NAPDF. Are you on one of those ham hotline things, or what?
No, I'm just on a radio, mobile radio with an outside antenna, and my desk at home.
I gotcha. You just sound a little echoey, so I thought you were on one of those voice-over IP phones, but I'm good. Finally getting out of work here and dreading this drive. I got 39 minutes.
I don't blame you. I dread the drive, too. No, it's, I had the Echo was the other handy talkie on, but the handy talkie was on the UMP, and I was trying to get set it for 147.200. There's a net tonight that I'm involved with, just a little local ARPCS net, and I was trying to set it, but I had it set wrong. So I have to actually turn the knob, and it just changed channels on me. So, but I thought that the, originally my thought was that the 147.200 was connected to the FBI, and I'm going, okay, I don't know how that could happen unless it was something somebody else did, you know, remotely.
147.200 sounds familiar. Is that Southfield?
Yeah, it's in Mount Clemens. It's a pretty basic repeater. I think it's in Sean's office is where I think it's at.
I'm trying to think. One, I don't know. I'm thinking of the Southfield one that's up super high. Never mind. I didn't know that one existed. Is that just... is that just an analog, or is that fusion? No, that's just analog if Sean's got it.
Yeah, it's the analog. So, the we're working on getting the Macomb County ARPCS up and running, and that's the repeater of the ARPCS, and it's really, really basic. I mean, it's just an old school repeater.
Copy that. Okay. I didn't know that was there.
Now, throw it in the radio when you get a chance. I think it's 107.2 PL. So let's throw it in there. There's a little net on there tonight if you want to get involved or at least listen in. It's at 7 o'clock.
Couple of corrections.
Hey,
down the county
go ahead and correct. Your voice sounds better.
It is just a repeater. There's nothing connected. We are currently working on all-star infrastructure for it and satellite receivers, but right now it's just a standalone repeater on the county building. 147.2 plus 6, and the PL is 100.
See that? I was close. But still, it wouldn't work.
It's been around a very long time. It's the old Macomb County Racy's repeater. Now it's the, I guess we call it the Oxcom repeater. Anyhow, it's not a bad repeater. It's just on VHF where we never go. Hey, I got a 2x4. I'm not afraid to use it.
See if I got it. See that? Now I can use the two-part of your 2x4. I never thought about that. I'm going to start calling those radios that. That's a good thing. Mr. Sean, how's your voice doing? You sound a little better than when I talked to you on the telephone earlier.
I just had a big bowl of hot soup, so it's really helped. I'm guessing that I'll probably feel pretty good here for the next half hour, maybe hour. But that soup really helped to kind of soothe things and open things up. But, not a long-lasting solution.
I had a feeling you were down and out when I didn't hear you this morning.
Oh, yeah. No, I was, I slept till like noon. I was just out. My throat was on fire this morning. I could barely breathe. My throat was so ripped up. But
I'm a little better now. I don't know. I'm supposed to be out of town next week, and I'll probably be off tomorrow, just kind of getting ahead of, trying to get out ahead of this thing, and hopefully I can get through it, whatever it is, by Monday. All right, I'm not going to push it any further than I have to. It's not real comfortable for me. Carry on, WAFU. Wally.
There we go. So, if you want to use the two-part of your 2x4, you're welcome to join us. Everybody's trying to ramp up the ARPS thing, ARPS, yes, it's going slow, but nonetheless, it is there. Paul ran it for a while, and he ran short of time, and now they got Dave, and Dave is doing a lot of forward motion. The long-term goal, I guess, is to get this to equivalent of the Warren search program, where it's kind of an organized thing that's willing to help the community. So, and I've been doing my part, so you're welcome to join, welcome to listen, welcome to do whatever you want. It'll give you a reason to go on DHS.
I wouldn't mind joining, but that's well out of range for me. I won't be able to touch that. But as it grows, I'll keep an ear on it.
No, it's gonna grow. They got plans for it. It's just like everything else. Everything's got to be right. Starting with the weather and all the right people got to be in the right place at the right time and available. And and then some of the stuff you need climbers and some of the stuff you need ground crew. So and so I know how it goes. I've seen it, watch it develop, I've only been involved a little more than a year right now, and I know why it takes so much time now. You would just think, oh, it's no big deal. Well, it actually kind of is, because you got to get all the players at the right place at the right time, and then you got to hope nothing goes wrong. So I get it now.
W8RCY. Donald. Good afternoon, gentlemen, and Sean, please feel better. I got a baptism by fire to that ARPS thing back in October, and it was quite an eye-opening experience, me being in Madison Heights and my most powerful radio only being 8 watts to hit the repeater that day. It was a little bit of a struggle, but it did catch my attention as my amateur side of the thing start to grow and get better. I don't know how far I'll get into 2 meter, but because that's what I need. But it's caught my eye, and it's an interesting program.
Well, then sign up and join. And all you got to do is the Skywarn thing is coming up. I just did a technician class. I did one of the modules. That was my volunteerism for the month. So, Dave is doing really, really good. Dave's a dispatcher for 911 stuff. And he's kind of ahead of it. And he's starting to meet all the right people and shake all the right hands. So, forward motion is a good thing.
I'll take it for a second, then I'll hand it over to Dakota. Yeah, like I said, it was a baptism by fire thing for me, and back in October when you guys did the test, and we all met up at Sean's office afterwards, and, ate stupid corned beef sandwiches till our bellies hurt. But, I was looking to get into that stuff. I got a Skywarn question, though, for you real quick. I got some people here in Oakland County that want me to join a Skywarn. Is Oakland County and Macomb County interconnected with their Skywarns? Is this like a statewide thing, a countywide thing? Can you give me a quick rundown on that and then hand it over to Dakota?
There's a class coming up, and in order to do it, you have to take the class, okay? I think it's either online or actually physically. And I believe, to be honest with you, it's more of a National Weather Service thing. And then when you hear them talk about responders say they saw 5-inch hail over there, you would be one of the official spotters. And then you would just communicate either in by a telephone or by amateur radio and just say that, okay, yes, I did see a tornado, blah, 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 never touch the ground. If they put more weight into it if you're officially trained spotter than they do if you're a civilian and saying, you know, the sky is falling. So that's about it. But I haven't done it in a long, long time. I did it when I was playing fireman in the other side of the state. And doing it now, like I said, in order for it to have any weight, you have to take the class. So take the class. And I'll get you the information, and if you listen in tonight, they'll talk about when the next class is. It's coming up at the end of March, I believe. Go ahead, Dakota. N-A-A-B-B.
Is there any NVIS shenanigans for this? That's about the extent of what I'd be able to contribute.
Just take the class. Listen tonight. Dave will tell you when the class is. I can't remember. I know it's near the end of. I should pay more attention to dates, but I don't. But I know it's near the end of March. And take the class. And, you know, like I said, if you want to participate, fine. If you're out of town, that's fine. And, you know, if you see Toto flying across the sky, you know, it's because you're official, you know, they'll take more weight in it and say, yep, I just saw a cow flying by. Go ahead, Don.
Well, I've got the gentleman that oversees the Troy 575 GMRS repeater. He's the voice of the repeater, not so much the administrator. He's the assistant to the administrator. And he is a Skywarn guy, and he's been trying to twist my arm to get into it. And again, I have a 2-meter distance issue right now. Because when we did the test with Mount Clemens, I barely hit it on this radio that I'm on. But like I said, this whole thing's caught my eye, and I want to become more and more active and involved in communities, things like this. And I'll look for it. I know I saw a post on one of the Facebook pages. Maybe it was the ARPS thing. I'm not sure where I saw it, but I think it is around the 25th, the day I saw it, so I will look for it. And what frequency is this thing going to be on again? 142.6?
147.200, and I jumped that the PL was 100, which it could be. I don't know. I got to verify that, but just give me a second. I'll take a look, and I'll get right back. Carter, go ahead. I'm going to look through my email here and get the exact dates of everything.
147.200 plus 6 offset, plus 0.6 offset, and a PL of 100.
Dakota, to answer your question, there's no NVIS kind of component with the NWS / Skywarn stuff, but there is with the OXCOM. OXCOM does have HFNet and stuff like that, so the OXCOM portion may be something in that department. But we are going to have All-Star on the spotter, the repeater that we use for spotting, so you know, if nothing else, you could out your way, you'd serve as a good spotter for Skywarn, and if you could make the 200 machine or All-Star into it when we get that all set up, then that would be very useful. But what county are you in there? You know, you may want to see what the county you're in actually needs. I think you're in Oakland still? I don't know. Whatever. But I just wanted to clarify on the, I know you asked about the NVIS, and really not an NVIS component on the Skywarn stuff, but there is definitely, if you get into the OXCOM stuff, to what degree you could utilize that or play with that, you'd have to see. W8FU.
Let me see if I got it. All right, thank you, Sean. Rest your voice, hope you feel better. And I'm in Lapeer County. I'm on the northern border of Macomb, but I am in Lapeer. I forgot about that. Lived in Macomb my whole life until now. But yeah, I'll have to check on Lapeer too. Kind of in a weird spot because all the Lapeer repeaters are pretty far from my house. But yeah, I wouldn't mind, you know, having that in my back pocket or doing, you know, doing a little bit more with radio. Right now it's just super, super hobby grade, which is fine. But, you know, I got into this for the utilitarian use, not the, I kind of fell backwards into the hobby part. So thank you again. Wally, you back?
Yeah, March 29th, 10 to noon, Foam Intermediate School District, 44001 Garfield. That's it.
I got a copy on that one. Okay, that's, I believe, a Saturday. So, yeah, okay. Thanks for the information, and I'll see what I can do about getting out that way. It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, there's a website too where they can sign up and then they will get back with you as far as that goes. And then Sean was talking to the, the Oxcom. I know that there's discussions going on right now between ARP and Oxcom. I don't know to what degree or where it's going to go or anything else like that, but that has come up a couple, three times. Sorry about me being so rusty on this stuff. I kind of like half pay attention to this, these kinds of things, but it's all good. Go ahead, Dakota. My fault.
No, you're fine. Donald, what, I know you said HP, and obviously it's a dual band, but what are you rocking for an antenna on that thing? Are you just running the rubber dog, or do you have a longer aftermarket on there? Because that might be an option, too, a mag mount on the... on the balcony, or like a, something like a signal stick or a Comet 24 that's a little bit better on VHF.
Currently, I'm on a Wookson AGUV9TX dual band amateur radio with the Nagoya antenna on there, and I'm pushing 8 watts. That's the most this radio will kick out, whether you're on 70 or 2 meter.
Nagoya 771.
I have the shorter 701 on there for UHF and VHF. Don't like 15-inch antennas.
Let's see if I got it. Oh, come on, Don. A 15-inch antenna gives you like 10 times more power, you know, 10 dB gain or something of that nature. More power. So... and got to throw in a Nagoya commercial, too. DDF, go ahead. NAKVP.
NADDF. Yeah, I was just curious. I know there's not a whole lot of difference between even a rubber duck to an aftermarket, but I do know that I've had better luck with my Comet 24, which seems to be, if I got to reach somewhere, that seems to be my favorite antenna, but... yeah, if you're struggling with an HT, you're going to struggle with an HT. There's really no other way around it. Unless, like I said, unless you try a mag mount on the balcony, that actually might help you.
Well, speaking of balcony, I mean, I'm like 85 feet up. Above the railing of my balcony, it's about 85, maybe closer to 90 feet. But to clear the balcony, but the biggest thing is my building is tilted in a southwesterly direction, so as you stand on my balcony and you look out over the skyline, I'm pointing towards, you know, Redford and stuff like that, where the Detroit 600 GMRS repeater is. Sure, I see the Detroit skyline, and I see all the way over to Spa, Southfield, but the repeaters in Mount Clemens and things like that. I'm just fortunate. I mean, I'm right around the edge of the building from the FBI here and the double nickel to hit Mount Clemens is very, very difficult. And when we did that test back in October, the exercise, I actually stood on the front side of the building that faces directly towards Mount Clemens and, you know, places out that way. On an HT, and it really wasn't that big of a problem. But, I've got the HOA issues here. I don't know what I can do for an antenna. Because all my antennas are glass-mounted inside the apartment. But if I do decide to do this and I make a smaller investment, maybe in a more powerful 2-meter radio, I can do something with an antenna. I got guys that can build antennas.
You could always move to the other side of the building.
Well, I can put something temporarily up. There is a balcony that's like a veranda type thing, but they're kind of currently locked right now. And I don't know what's going on with that. Maybe they'll open them back up in the spring. Yeah, I'm just, like I said, I got my restrictions, but I know ways of getting around it, and, you know, I've got connections in racing that make these custom antennas that I'm using now for my GMRS system, and it works pretty well in the opposite direction from that side of the building. So when that time comes, we'll take a look at it. But, again, this is just something I would like to truly, you know, expand my time with and, you know, give back to the community and everything else. Back from my days of CB radio and React, Phil and I have had a few good laughs over that. But, so, you know, it is what it is. But that's pretty much where I'm at. The interest is there. It's going to keep me out of trouble. And, I think it's your turn.
Yeah, there's plenty to do. I was just giving you a hard time. I like the idea of just move to the other side, but yeah, if you're just directionally challenged, it is what it is. I mean, it's just like me where I'm at. I get what you get. But yeah, I wouldn't mind knowing more about this as well. Like I said, I would like to do more with my radios, considering 95% of how I operate is mobile, on a mobile unit, which I enjoy. But what the hell was that? I got a question for you guys. Not to change the topic, but anyone know what a Michigan plate that says in repair, in transit repair? Never seen that before.
I've seen it in my work with Honda. It's a dealer plate, kind of like, you know, the letter D in it. But it's taking it from the Honda dealership out to another location without the customer's plate on it for whatever reason. To take it like to a body shop, you know, a private personal body shop type thing from the dealership or vice versa, or from one dealership to another if the car is drivable, or from one repair shop to another. That's what I understand of it.
Wow, I don't think you could have been any more precise with that. I'm behind a Honda Pilot right now, and I've got the G in the middle of the plate and transit repair, and it's probably a Porter because it's a manual and this dude can barely take off.
Like, you know, like General Motors, you know, Ford, Stellantis, stuff like that. I've seen the newer cars with plates on them that say manufacturer.
Okay, there was a big double there, and I improperly handed it off, so that's my bad. Yeah, the manufacturer plates is when, you know, cars are being tested on the road. Some of those cars you usually see are camouflaged, go out towards Milford by the proving grounds. You see them all over the place, those manufacturer plates. Plus, they're also used for specialty events, sort of like show car debuts and things like that. They'll slap one of those plates on them. But, yeah, the dealer plate in transit repair, manufacturers, and then there's another one, and I can't remember what it is. I was around custom car building back in the 80s, and I saw those plates all the time on certain vehicles at certain times for certain reasons.
Wally, go ahead. All right. Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, it's a Honda. It's got a G on the plate in transit repair. Don't know where it's going, but probably a Porter because the guy sounds like it's a manual and he has a hard time taking off. So thanks for answering my question. NAKPP, over to you.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I was taking the time to read through all that. I just glanced through and read all of them. So, but yeah, together we'll... hopefully you guys will join tonight or at least listen tonight. I'm going to try to get there. All I've got with me is a handy talkie. I only have one VHF mobile, and it's tied up right here on my bench. I actually got it bolted down, so I really don't want to go through that hassle and undo it. So, but, yeah, it's like tonight at 7, tonight's Thursday. So that's always a good time. Like I said, this is, you know, and it has an agenda, which is nice, rather than talk about, you know, benign things. It does have an agenda, which makes it nice. So, and like I said, it's on the ground floor, so
We got a ways to go. I know the first they're doing a simplex test as well to find out communication from hospital to hospital to hospital. So that's going to be another test that's going to be happening shortly to test everything out. This repeater is going to be the control frequency, and then they're going to be communicating with just on simplex to see how far they can go, and of course document it. So that's another thing that's on the agenda that's coming up. And I won't be back. Don, go ahead.
Dakota, thank you for the kind words. I'm just I may not know a lot of things, but I have those rare occasions where something in the back of the fog of my brain remembers from what I used to do in the 80s and see a lot of that. And my last job before I retired, I was working for a Honda to get my tenure in so I can collect a pension. And I was working there at the Troy Motor Mall, and they have porters and they have drivers that, some senior citizens and stuff that move cars around in dealerships and things like that. But even some of the senior citizens do not know how to drive a manual. And a lot of these senior citizens aren't trusted with something like a Nissan GT-R, which is a $130,000 automobile. And Nissan called the Honda dealership and asked about me. And I have a SCCA credential, and I know how to drive most high-performance cars. But I know how to drive them properly and bring them back from one dealership in Farmington Hills over to Troy in one piece. And, baby it with kid gloves. I don't get stupid with these cars. So, seeing those cars and with those plates on them. You work in car dealerships or even, like I say, repair shops and stuff like that. You learn the business of...
Donald, did you drop or was that the end of the transmission?
I hit that light go off. Sorry about that, but yeah, that's just my experience, my knowledge, and sometimes I pick my own brain to remember that stuff. So, all right, I'm going to back out and let you guys wrap up, and probably Dakota's pretty much almost home, I hope. And Sean, if you're still in the background, again, feel better, and do take care of yourself. We'll be around listening. W8RCY. Have a good night.
All righty, Donald, thank you. Appreciate the insight. That was actually, I'm not going to lie, that was pretty impressive because that was something I would no doubt had to have Googled to figure out. And if anyone needs a VHF 2-meter rig, as soon as my Kenwood releases and shows up, this 500 will be available for you to put in your car or home or shack or wherever.
Is it that Yaesu that gave you headaches? Trying to pawn it off on me? Is that what you're doing? Wink, wink?
It'll come with a disclosure and a heavily discounted price.
Well, 50 years ago when I graduated from high school, I had neighbors 3 doors down from my parents' house, and he was like one of the first people that ever showed me his tube-powered ICOM, which I remember had 10-meter in it and a few other things and so on and so forth. And he told me, whatever you do, don't buy a Yaesu. And he only told me to go with ICOM or Kenwood. That was 50 years ago, and I guess for whatever reason, he didn't like Yaesus, and his ICOM was like a safe. Thing was stored inside of one of these old-fashioned end tables that were cabinets, and it was built up inside of there, fans and everything else. But, if he was steering me away from Yaesus that long ago, and I hear your problems with a Yaesu, I think that pretty much holds true where I'm standing on those.
Yep. Get up on Facebook and keep it. Give them if you use this on the minimum brightness, it sounds like a blown speaker. And, oh, by the way, if you use it when it's cold outside until your vehicle warms up, it's still going to sound like a blown speaker. But whenever it gets up to temp, it's fine. Don't worry. I pre-ordered the Kenwood. Cannot wait for that thing to release. It's a little bit bigger than I want, but I'm looking forward to it. All right, Donald. Well, thanks again. Yeah, I'm almost home, too. So
Cases never been my favorite. My first ones were Kenwood and ICOM. So, and ICOM 3280, that was a nice radio. That worked real, real well. That was my handy talkie. And Kenwood 721 was my mobile. Remember that. And I don't know what happened to either one of them. I cannot find them, but I've moved like 3 or 4 times since then, so I imagine it's got lost in the shuffle. So, anyways, but yeah, I do have a FT5D, and it's just the fusion part of it's cool. I got to give back. Got to give him credit for that, but it sounds like a tin can. I just can't stand the audio that comes out of it. And for a $400 or $500 radio, I just feel like I got taken advantage of. So, very good. Don, you can terminate this thing. And everyone have a good night. N-A-K-P-P.
Copy that. My in and outs with ham radio over the past 50 years, I've never really known of anybody to actually own a Yaesu of any kind of mobile unit or big home base unit. And there was a retired detective in St. Clair Shores that lived by my parents' house there. And I know he's probably long gone and buried, but he brought me over to his basement, his home one afternoon after he got off work. And he showed me his rig, and he had this beautifully polished, no fingerprints on it, anywhere, Kenwood. And I think it was like a 3 or 4-piece system that stretched the width of his desk, one being the tuner, one being, I guess, the VFO, one being the speaker, one doing this, one doing that. And it just blew me away. And then he had a tower in his backyard. He had a colonial home. And the tower was powered up and down and had the rotors on it and everything like that. I don't even remember all of it, but I just remember it was this pristine-looking Kenwood unit. And I think because I was still in CB, I had a D-104 Silver Eagle, and he had some form of D-104 microphone that he was using. So that's all going way back, and his equipment was not a tube type. It was all solid state. There's a term for you. Who remembers solid state? God, I'm aging myself. But,
Well, if you're talking about solid-state drives, I deal with those daily, but I know that's not what you meant. What really chaps me with Yaesu is just, like the price. There's flagships that cost a fortune, and there's Chinese radios that are truthfully better. I'll give them Fusion. I'll give them the 891. I'll give them the FTM 200 and 300. And I got a VX6R that's great, so I don't know. They're just inconsistent. So whenever I can buy Kenwood and ICOM, that's what I'm going to do from now on. But I am pulling in here, and maybe I'll catch you gents tomorrow. So everyone have a good night. N-A-D-V-F.
My apologies for timing out 2 times in a row. I don't know why my little idiot light's not blinking to give me a warning, so I apologize for that. But, solid state was just something from my old days. Same thing with hi-fi. White fidelity or something like that with my parents' stereo system. Anyway, okay. Yep, I'll wrap this up. Everybody have a good in the background. Again, do take care. I don't know if I'll be up in the morning. I got errands to run in the morning, plus I got to take my rental car back in the morning and going from there. And then after that, I'm pretty much chilled. So everybody take care. I don't know what the roads are like yet tomorrow or even what the weather's like, but if you're out there in the morning, do take care. I might be out there, I might not be. Most likely not be, because I probably have to rental a place to return the car back in the morning. W-8-R-C-Y, we are clear. Have a good night.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy, 36 degrees.
K-F-H-C-D-W, listening. C-W-D.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy, 36 degrees. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 34 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 35 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 35 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 33 degrees.
AEAGUW.